need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's the eve before the 4th of July, July 3rd. Can't think of anybody I'd rather have in the studio right now than to talk about boating at Boat Smart on the 4th of July.
No
Welcome.
Doubt.
Stephen Smith is here. Bill Kidwell. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Happy
Good morning.
Pre-4th to you. I'm excited about getting on the water this weekend.
Happy 250. What an amazing time.
Isn't it something?
Alive, you know?
I know. It's just incredible.
You know, as old as we are, we celebrated a lot of 4th of July's. And
speak for yourself.
Ones, you know? I was talking about Bill. I wasn't talking about 28-year-old Meg.
Thank you. So, you know, thank you
but,
very much.
Glad to have you back in the studio. We've missed
Me
you.
Me too. I'm so sorry that I missed out on a couple of Fridays there. Yeah. I had this stinking bronchial stuff that's going around.
A lot of people got colds and stuff right now. I try to stay away from people like that.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
And the best
better,
way to stay
back.
Away from them is get on your boat.
Yes, sir. And there'll be a lot of that this weekend.
There will be. There will be. Yeah. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. I always say call in. Call in, text in. We actually got a call last week. That was pretty cool. But a call or text, 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com. I'm looking at their website now. The website is looking really good. They got a lot of information on there, so go check out their website, KeyMarineCenter.com. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Mercruiser, Mercury Repower Center. They can service all those products as well as your boat accessories and sometimes a little bit of trailer work too. And they can come to you as well. So they have a mobile service. Where they
That's
can come
great.
To your house or to the marina. They're fully insured to do those kind of things. And not only insured, they have the technical knowledge to take care of those products away from the shop, because that is the hardest part sometimes, is going to a boat for a technician. You're on your own. You're trying to figure out problems. Sometimes you don't have everything you need, but Key Marine has a service truck, a van that they that have about everything you need in there, right, Bill?
Yeah, we have actually two vans. We're running two vans this year. And, yeah, we've had quite a few of them this week.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
I came from the mobile service side of my business, was mainly mobile service, and I ran four trucks.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's – and it is – you know, and you try to go into these marinas. Sometimes I'd send – do a couple jobs at a time where I had two techs on at the same location in case anybody needed help. Well, I always had a helper with us, too, because some of them jobs can get pretty big as well.
Right.
You guys can haul boats back to your shop, too, can't you? You have trailers available and
Oh,
things?
Yeah. We have a fleet of trailers. We service like Ono Island. Anyone that wants to meet us down at the ramp, we do provide that service, because a lot of people don't have trailers.
Right.
Yeah, so they can take care of you, whether you have a trailer or not, whether you are at a marina, at your house, you can bring the boat to them. Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road. Give us a call or text today, 850-437-1620. I know people are getting ready to go to the fireworks and stuff like that. We're going to talk about boating, safety, and fireworks also. But I do have a big announcement that I mentioned last week, and this is big, okay?
Uh-oh.
So, very exciting. I hope you guys listened last week, but this week I'm talking about the big announcement. On Tuesday, I had a meeting. It was the principal, the assistant principal, myself, our welding instructor, and Robert Turpin, the Marine manager for Escambia County Marine Resources Division. We had a meeting at Georgetown Technical College. And here's what the meeting was about.
Oh, boy.
It's so exciting to me. I mean, it's bringing so many different programs into this. And if you're not familiar with Marine Resources, they help with boat ramps and provide education.
Mm-hmm.
They go into schools and educate students on marine resources. They do reef projects and so many different things that they do for our area as far as the marine industry is concerned. And I need to get Mr. Turpin on the show one day.
Yes, definitely.
He is the one that talks about this. And, you know, you think I talk a lot about what I love. Mm-hmm. He really talks about what he loves. And he's been and he loves the marine industry as far as the fishing and the boat ramps and all the
And he's the manager
reefs.
Of all of
he's
that.
He's the manager of all that and has been doing that for years and years. Mm-hmm. Him and I go way back. Like Bill and I do, a long time ago. If y'all remember, he came by and talked to my class about marine resources.
Right.
But here's the exciting thing.
Okay, what's the big announcement?
We are going to team up with Escambia County Marine Resources to start building some reefs for our area.
Oh, fantastic.
The students are going to get involved.
Wow.
Where they're going to be able to put their imagination into the reefs. And the welding department, along with our auto body and of course, marine service technology. I want to see my logo down there.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But the students are going to help design.
Oh, how cool.
The reef projects. And then we're going to, you know, do a big celebration of placing the reefs. And we're going to watch the reefs grow
wow.
and that kind of stuff. So that is very exciting. And the way, I'm going to get Robert on here so he can talk about
yeah.
this. Because I can't do the justice that he does for this program and what we're going to do. So, yeah, so we're doing that.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
We're trying to work on a Blue Angels reef,
oh,
which is very
wow.
cool. So, and again, fabrication, welding, painting, all these different things that we're going to put into this.
See, I didn't even know you could do that. I mean, I've been hearing a lot lately about they sink a ship out there.
Yeah.
You know, they're risking it here, but now we've got
right.
the United States. And,
yeah.
But this is different. So you can actually create almost like a scenic, like
a diver's
would appreciate this.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Wow.
And, you know, people think about reefs being huge and giant, but
yeah.
that's not really the case. They're sometimes as big as a desk or something like uh-huh. that. We were talking to him the other day, and they place them in different strategic areas on the bottom of the
I did not
gulf,
know that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the way the fish work between the reefs
mm-hmm.
and the area between the reefs and all that start generating you know, fish
sure.
habitat.
Yeah.
And so it's very cool, and I'm very interested in all that. And we just got so much going on. We're talking about doing the Lexington Reef. We're trying
wow.
about doing that, where we're going to make a 1/10 scale Lexington
uh-huh.
and put it down, and just so much stuff going on. But I want to get Robert on the show. I'll talk to him and maybe get him in here in a few months or a month, maybe not in a few months, in a few weeks, hopefully.
Yeah.
And let him talk about this. So that was my announcement. Very exciting. And
it is exciting.
You know, Mr. Brooks and Mrs. Carroll, our principal and assistant principal, are so excited about
mm-hmm.
it. The welding instructor, he's excited about it, and just so much going on over there. And I'm always excited about promoting.
Right.
Right.
So the students that you have, they would be in your classes that would get a chance to participate in this.
Yes.
So they need to sign up now.
Yeah.
to
exactly.
get in those classes.
Well, you can sign up now, but you're not getting in August. We are done there as far as putting students in. I have two more coming in August, and we're going to have a over full class in anticipation of putting some of the work
wow.
and things like that.
Wow.
And then on Thursday this week, I've been out of school for a week, so I don't have a lot to talk about, haha.
yeah, right.
So next Thursday.
This is the off-season,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, this is off-season. I told Bill I had to slow down talking, but I have so much to talk about. But next Thursday, we're going to Blazer Boats, and that's our final
oh,
tour of the boat of the
nice.
Fall or the summer class.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do Blazer Boats on Thursday, and then we have a week that we're going to start transitioning out of school and into our fall season in August. So very exciting times at Georgetown Technical College. A lot of fun and a lot of learning and putting people to work and all those things. So we're just having a great time over
there.
Well,
congratulations. So, that's great
thank
news.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to turn it over to Bill. He's got a ton to talk about, and we'll go back and forth on boating safety because
it's important.
It's so important. So go ahead, Bill,
it really
and
is, yeah.
talk about that.
Yeah, I'm excited big time. 250th anniversary of our country. I'm so proud to be an American. It's going to be an awesome weekend. It looks like the rain is minimal and all of that. And so, yeah, we're actually open today over at Key Marine, handling, you know, last-minute emergencies and stuff. And we are closed tomorrow, however, of course, and we are closed Monday. But we'll follow it up right after that, getting people ready for the Blues, which we do have 1 week in between this year,
mm-hmm.
which gives us. But, yeah, we're there, and, you know, y'all already know about our really short wait time there. And so, yeah, we can handle your emergency needs or whatever you've got there. And, hey, I wanted to give a special shout-out to our Employee of the Week. We've been doing that every week. And this week it is our newest employee. Her name is Kylie. Kylie, she's actually our social media manager. And if y'all have been following that lately, we're doing exactly what we promised as far as – you know, being on there, updating that, and having a full-time social media person. However, she does, you know, help on the front counter. If you call there, you'll probably talk to her. She's answering the phone, and she's also, you know, helping with putting away all the parts that come in. We do so much business. The parts that come in every day is a mountain of them. And so it takes more than just one person, Aaron, you know, to do that. And so she's helping with that, and she's settling in there, doing a great job. And helping round out that unbeatable team that we have over there at Key Marine.
Congratulations, Kylie.
Yay. Yeah, we're all excited for her, and I know she is as well. And then, you know, I think we could just go ahead and start talking about, you know, people being ready for the boating on the water, you know, starting today. As a matter of fact, I had two sea trials this morning. They could barely find a place at the ramps there to launch the boat because we're, like I said, handling last-minute things and trying our best to get everybody on the water that wants to be there. And so,
was the boat ramps full today?
They were.
Wow.
Galvez definitely was. They had to turn around and go to the state park there at the end of Bower Road, and they barely got – they went at the same time, the two boats. And so, but that was a successful trip for both of them. And so there's a lot of traffic out there. And, you know, everyone needs to be prepared beforehand. There's a lot of things that you should check. I know I did mine last night on my own personal boat, checking lights, bilge pumps, and all of that, checking my engine oil level. And you want to do that, you know, while you still have a little bit of time to bounce back from that, because sometimes when you plug in a navigation light, it may not work, and you need to have a little bit of time. So go ahead and be doing that today, y'all. And I'm sure Stefan has something to add to that.
Yeah, definitely you want to make sure your nav light's working. I'm checking my boat out today. I am not going out Saturday, but I am going out tonight. I'm doing a little. I like doing sunset cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Put in around 5:30, 6 o'clock, go out and shoot me some sunsets, and try to chase some dolphin. But always navigation lights, make sure that's good. Safety gear on the boat is always something that you always consider. Yeah, life jackets for every person, and make sure they fit.
And by the way, let me just throw in, too, and for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw a boat rescue video of somebody that their pet actually went overboard, but they had a little life jacket on, and it saved their life.
I see boats all the time with the dog up in the front area of the bow, and no life jacket on, and they're cruising along. You know, you shouldn't bow ride whether you're a dog or a person. I think it's very unsafe, even with a life jacket on, because the life jacket will keep you up if you go under the boat. It's going to get you either way.
Yeah.
So bow riding is not good. So, you need to check your lights and make sure all that stuff is working. There's going to be a lot of people out on the water at night. So you need to understand navigation.
Yep. And definitely the life jackets on the dog. I'll share a quick story. My dog, one of my dogs, was up on the bow acting like the bulldog, the Mac bulldog. I can't keep him from up there. He wants to be up there. And sure enough, he fell off and his life jacket, I've been boating so long, I knew to chop the throttle, put it in neutral, and he just came down the side of the boat, the bass boat, and I reached over and grabbed him by the handle and brought him in. Now, he may have went completely under, and that could have been a bad situation there. Hey, and I wanted to add the bilge pump situation. I checked mine. Actually, put water in your bilge. Put the plug in there and take the water hose and put some in there just to be sure that bilge pump's there in case of an emergency. Most of them do have an auto function there and all that. So.
Yeah, 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question about boating at night. Maybe you have a question about fireworks, boat ramps. Maybe you're just going and you want to let us know you're going to be out there. So give us a call or text, mainly a text, 850-437-1620. We want to hear from you today, and we love our listeners text in and ask questions and things, or just give comments, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to watch the fireworks this week and tomorrow night, and where are you going to go? Now, when you go, a lot of people, I've seen this, Bill, shooting fireworks out of boats, and I've seen it, and I've seen it, and I've seen it hundreds of times, and it is so, so dangerous, isn't it?
Definitely can be, because, you know, a lot of the fuel tanks that are on these boats aren't vented nearly, you know, they don't have charcoal canisters. Some of them do, but there are some potential fumes on the boat and all that, and a lot of times you assume that you're going to be in control of that firework, but it doesn't take nothing for it to just burn their hand. They let go of it, and it takes off in the bottom of the boat. And
whoa. Yeah, and you have to be considerate of all the boats that are around you.
What about the boats next to you? Right. What if it, for some reason you don't have control of where it takes off to? What if it goes horizontal instead of vertical? Now you've endangered the boat next to you.
I would have to check the law on that. I would imagine it would be against the law to shoot fireworks out of a boat. I'm thinking so. So
it's against the law in the city of Pensacola,
okay,
I just
found out.
Okay,
so if you're in downtown Pensacola and you're in your boat, are you in the city of Pensacola in the bay?
I would imagine so, yeah.
So you can't do it there either. Also, while you're watching the fireworks, don't get too close. I had a little issue a few years ago where I thought, man, if I get really close, I can see some good fireworks. And boy, I could see some good fireworks. And it was almost like they were coming in my boat. And then it started raining down all that black stuff on top of my boat. Yep. Nothing was still on fire, but all the black soot and everything, you know, down on top of my boat and us. And I was like, oh, man, I was a little too close. Well, you don't have to be that close.
No, for a couple of years, I was actually in charge of the fireworks on the beach. And so we had a boat out there. We would get pretty close to the barge. And again, this year, the downtown fireworks are going to be on a barge as well. But you need to stay away. There will be Marine Patrol people out there keeping you at a distance. So you don't want to get too close to the barge.
Yes. And just research it. Know where you can anchor and all that kind of stuff. Let's do the giveaway. We're already getting past that point.
Oh,
if you want to do that
time's
as well.
Flying. Oh, so we've got another one here as well. Okay. So the question this week is, what is the oldest American outboard manufacturer still in business today and still going strong?
Ooh, that's a good question. One more time.
Okay, what is the oldest American outboard manufacturer still in business today that's still going strong?
And what's the prize?
Okay, the prize is a nice OEM Yamaha hat that has an American flag logo on the side. We thought that was really
cool
to give away. And it looks like Stefan's adding another thing from Bling Fest Creations here.
Yeah, we added an MST, Marine Service Technology Challenge coin, which we came out with this week.
Looks beautiful.
We're also doing a 250-year one as well. So, yeah, you need to win this prize. It is a challenge coin.
All right, here's the number.
Nice.
850-437-1620. First person to get it right, just name the outboard company, the name of the outboard manufacturer from America that's still in business today
and still going
strong, the oldest one.
There's not many. No.
850-437-1620.
Yeah.
That one will be fairly easy. I think a lot of people will know that because they're very popular. And I'll give you a hint. I think they've been in business 87 years now.
Wow.
Started in 1939.
Okay.
They're not the oldest, but they're the oldest that's still in business today.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all you got to do is just guess a couple of outboard motor companies.
No doubt.
You don't know.
850-437-1620 is the number. So,
all right. We'll be watching for those texts. 850-437-1620.
Yep. So you've been out there. You're anchored up. You've probably been out there all day. You may be enjoying the river or the bay or something. You went over to watch the fireworks, and now you've seen the fireworks. What are you going to do after that?
Big.
That's another thing that you need to think about, because I personally like to sit and wait.
Yep.
So have patience. Mm-hmm. Because the boat ramps are going to be jammed anyway. You're going to be in a line of boats trying to get out if you put your boat in by the boat ramp. That's one way. If you came from a marina or something like that, or maybe your dock, you're still going to have a line of boats leaving. And you're going to have people that didn't listen to us today that aren't going to have their lights working.
Right.
So it becomes a major issue. And I see people jump up on plane and go through these boats, you know, right up for fireworks. And it's like amazing to me that they even do that. I don't care if you have radar or whatever you have. It's not a good idea.
It's definitely not. And I've always wondered that. Why is everyone in such a rush to get home, you know? And there's definitely a benefit this year with it being on Saturday and most people don't have to work Sunday morning. That's always a help. But, yeah, it can be treacherous out there. It's nothing like operating a car at night, operating a boat at night when you're in that close of quarters. Yeah, the best thing to do, my wife and I, we've been going out to Blackwater for, it's a tradition, at least 40 years now, every year to watch the fireworks. And we've seen some of that craziness go on where, like Stefan had said, people, you know, without nav lights, wanting to, you know, just not being mindful. And I wanted to also give a special shout out for the men and women out there with law enforcement, and they're really trying to protect y'all's lives. I mean, a lot of people think they're just out there to hassle y'all, but I really appreciate the Coast Guard and the game wardens and actually the police department that's out there. They have your safety in their best interest.
And that's what they do. And they care about the people that are out there at those events. So also with that, one thing you shouldn't do is what? Drink.
Yes.
Yes. Drink. Capital D-R-I-N-K yes. with a big N-O.
Yeah,
don't
drink
do
or
it.
Any of that stuff.
There's so much that can go wrong there, you know, because take into consideration it being so hot and all that. And I believe people can still drink on the boat if they're not driving.
Right.
But the driver should not only be alcohol-free, but drug-free. I mean, you're putting other people's lives in danger. And then as far as you go, the minimum thing that could happen, it could cost you, what, 10 grand? And that,
but
it's a big time.
It could cost
thing.
Somebody's life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the
We were on the boat the other day with Marine Max, and one of my students was behind the helm operating the boat. And the first thing I said, now you are responsible for everybody on this boat since you are at the helm.
Mm-hmm.
And that holds true. Anybody that's at the helm is responsible for all the people on the boat, the captain. Not only the people on the boat, but all the people around, everything that goes on around, you are responsible for all that.
Now, would I be wrong to say that when the boat is moving, sit down?
Always.
So I just want to say, having been out on the water during these festivals, the Blues yeah. and the Fourth, people get partying and they're swaving at everybody and they're standing and they got their beer in their hand. And it's very dangerous when you start moving.
Yeah, yep. When you start moving or you're going to come to a sudden, maybe yep. you have to chop the throttle back or something like that because something happened and quickly in front of you or whatever. Always sit down. The captain should always look around.
Mm-hmm.
Always look around and say, hey, y'all need to sit down. You know, you were in charge. So I may not be very polite about it when I say this, but you might want to sit down, you know, we're fixing a move or,
right.
you know, something like that. But it's all in safety, right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And not on the bow.
Yeah.
Not on the bow. 850-437-1620.
We've got a winner.
We got a winner. All
yes,
right.
Yes, we do. All right. What was that question again, Bill?
It is. What is the oldest American outboard manufacturer that's still in business today and still going strong?
And Brandon got it right. Brandon said Mercury.
Yes,
got it right.
That's it.
That's it. That's the winner.
Yep.
So, Brandon, I'm going to send you a text and tell you how you can pick up your prize. And what is the prize?
The prize is, well, Stefan added something really cool here. It's a coin from Blingfest Creations. And I can't remember what you called the coin.
These are challenge coins.
Challenge coin.
Yep.
And I can't read it through the plastic because I don't have my glasses on.
It has the Marine Service Technology logo on one side. And it says Marine Service Technology on one side. And then it has our motto, never quit. With a piston and some across wrenches on the backside.
Neat.
Never quit. Front and back. Good solid coin. Nice feel to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a great prize to win.
Yep.
Go out there to Key Marine and get that from them for sure. Let them know what days you're open right now.
Yeah. We'll be closed this Saturday. Normally we're open Monday through Friday. 8 to 5, and then on Saturday from 8 to 12. But because of the holiday, we'll be closed tomorrow, and we'll be closed Monday. We'll be back open Tuesday to handle the mass exodus of people that had issues and stuff getting ready for the Blues, and we are geared
that's the next
up for
big
that.
One. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brandon. So you can stop by there either today or on Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you for that text, and we're
you also
glad
got
you
a hat,
that.
American flag hat.
Yeah, you got some cool prizes
really
right there.
Cool.
And thanks to everybody. We did get a lot of texts this morning, so thanks to all of you
for
texting
in. And how about a spotlight?
Spotlight, see, that's another thing. People are used to having headlights in their cars, and you don't have that in a boat. I do have a handheld spotlight, but you got to be careful with that. You can't be shining it in the other operator's eyes, but it's always nice to have that, especially when it thins out a little bit, because most people don't have radar in the river where I'm at anyways.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's always nice to have that as well.
So I use the spotlight on and off. I'll just mm-hmm. like if I'm, you know, if I see something or I think I see a boat in front of me, I'll hit it with the spotlight because sometimes they don't have their lights on, right?
Yeah.
So I hit it, but I don't leave it on. I turn it on and off. I'll flash it. Coming into looking for a buoy or something, I'll flash it on the buoy just to make sure I can see the markers or channel markers just mm-hmm. to kind of get an idea where I'm at. But also make sure your electronics are working, your GPS, and your bottom machine is working. That's also important.
Yeah, because you don't want to run aground, and that's easy to do at night. It is so treacherous out there at night. It's night and day difference.
Yeah, literally.
For sure. And, you know, a lot of boaters aren't used to that. Now, Stefan and I, even where I'm at on the river, I'm looking at the top edges of the trees. It really matters on, you know, how dark it is at night with the moon phase and all that. But, yes, be very, very careful, people.
Yeah, no doubt. Safety first, y'all. Enjoy the 4th of July, 250th anniversary. So y'all have some safe boating, and we'll be back in here next Friday.
All right. Happy boating.
Proud to be an American, for
sure.
All
right. Thank you so much. Bill Kidwell, Stephan Schmidt with Boat Smart. They're here every week. I'm so excited to have them from 10 to 10:30. And you can always re-listen to the broadcast on our News Radio 92.3 website.